නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter number 26, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, Text number 5. Gune vichitra srijatim Sarupa prakritim prajaha Vilokya mumuhe sadhya Sahiha jnana guyaya Guner vichitra shijatim Sarupa prakritim praja Vilokya mumuhe sadhya Sahiha jnana guyaya Guner vichitra srijatim Sarupa prakritim praja Vilokya mumuhe sadhya Sahiha jnana guyaya Word to word translation. Gune. By the three material modes. Sorry. By the threefold modes. Vichitra. Variegated. Srijatim. Creating. Sarupaha. With forms. Prakritim. Material nature. Praja, living entities, Vilokya, having seen, Mumuhe, was illusioned, Sadhya, at once, Sa, the living entity, Iha, in this world, Jnana Guhya, By the knowledge covering feature. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Divided into varieties by her threefold modes, the material nature creates the forms of the living entities. And the living entities, seeing these, are illusioned by the knowledge covering feature of the illusory energy. Purport. Little long purport. Material energy has the power to cover knowledge, but this covering cannot be applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is applicable only to the praja, or those who are born with material bodies, the conditioned souls. The different kinds of living entities vary according to the material modes of material nature, as explained in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature. In Bhagavad Gita 7.12, it is very nicely explained that although the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance are born of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is not subject to them. In other words, the energy emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot act on Him. It acts on the conditioned souls who are covered by the material energy. The Lord is the Father of all living entities because He impregnates material energy with the conditioned souls. Therefore, the conditioned souls get bodies created by the material energy, whereas the father of the living entities is aloof from the three modes. It is stated in the previous verse that the material energy was accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order that He might exhibit pastimes for the living entities who wanted to enjoy and lord it over the material energy. This world was created through the material energy of the Lord for the so-called enjoyment of the such living entities. Why this material world was created for the sufferings of the conditioned soul is a very intricate question. There is a hint in the previous verse in the word Leelaya, which means for the pastimes of the Lord. The Lord wants to rectify the enjoying temperament of the conditioned souls. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that no one is the enjoyer but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This material energy is created, therefore, for anyone who pretends to enjoy. An example can be cited here that there is no necessity for the government's creation of a separate police department. But because it is a fact that some of the citizens will not accept the state laws, a department to deal with criminals is necessary. There is no necessity, but at the same time there is a necessity. Similarly, there was no necessity to create this material world for the sufferings of the conditioned soul, but at the same time there are certain living entities known as Nitya Baddha, who are eternally conditioned. We say that they have been conditioned from time immemorial because no one can trace out when the living entity, the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, became rebellious against the supremacy of the Lord. It is a fact that there are two classes of men, those who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Lord and those who are atheists or agnostics, who do not accept the existence of God and who want to create their own laws. They want to establish that everyone can create their own laws or his own religious path. Without tracing out the beginning of the existence of these two classes, we can take it for granted that some of the living entities revolted against the laws of the Lord. Such entities are called conditioned souls, for they are conditioned by the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the words Gunair Vichitra are used here. In this material world, there are 84 lakh species of life. As spirit soul, they are all transcendental to this material world. Why then do they exhibit themselves in different stages of life? The answer is given here. They are under the spell of the three modes of material nature. Because they were created by the material energy, their bodies are made up of material elements covered by the material body. The spiritual identity is lost. And therefore, the word mumuhe is used here, indicating that they have forgotten their own spiritual identity. This forgetfulness of spiritual identity is present in the jivas or souls who are conditioned, being subject to the covered by the energy of material nature. Jnana guhaya is another word used. Guha means covering. Because the knowledge of the minute conditioned soul is covered, they are exhibited in so many species of life. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7th chapter 1st canto, the living entities are illusioned by the material energy. In the Vedas, also it is stated that the eternal living entities are covered by three different modes and that they are called tricolored, red, white and blue, living entities. Red is the representation of the mode of passion, white is the representation of the mode of goodness and blue is the representation of mode of ignorance. These modes of material nature belong to the material energy, and therefore the living entities under these different modes of material nature have different kinds of material bodies. Because they are forgetful of their spiritual identities, they think that the material body is to be themselves. To the conditioned soul, me means the material body. This is called moha or bewilderment. It is repeatedly said in the Katha Upanishad that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never affected by the influence of material nature. It is rather the conditioned soul or the minute infinitesimal parts and parcel of the Supreme who are affected by the influence of material nature and who appears in different bodies under the material modes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarvana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సగగణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతదేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవే నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ సిక్స్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ సో in the previous chapter and this chapter there is quite a different topic. The previous chapter, the preliminary knowledge that devotional service is given, and here we are entering into the analytical part. And it's very interesting because in Bhagavad Gita also 14th chapter, which is the three modes of material nature, Krishna says this is the topmost knowledge. And we have to understand this, otherwise we can easily, you know, think that this material nature is the creation. It leads to a different philosophy. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, we know four kinds of people don't surrender. And in one of the we see first is foolish, muda. The people in Prabhupada interestingly say that who work hard don't have time to do any devotion service or any do devotion. And the second is naradamas, you know, that intentionally avoiding to do any devotional service. These are the people. And the third is Maya Aprahata Jnanis. So in this one, they follow atheistic Sankhya philosophy. So in this, you know, category, the great philosophers, you know, person who have a lot of knowledge, they don't want to surrender. Because they especially studied this, you know, analyze these 24 elements. And because they know so much, we know too much knowledge increases the pride in a living entity. And these kind of people, they don't surrender to the Supreme Personality of God. So this is Krishna is telling that these kind of people don't surrender. Now we see that this analytical analysis of this material nature, everything is presented here. So from the previous verse, we see, and here also Prabhupada write, for pastime purpose. So an example is given in the previous verse that about the clouds. In the first starting of the purpose, Prabhupada explained that even though the Supreme Personality, the energy is coming out of Supreme Personality, but he is not under that energy. Rather the other side, you know, the energy is under him. So for example, to understand, there is an example of clouds is given. The clouds are created, you know, from the sun. Sun is the main cause and creation of the clouds. But at the same time, one should understand, we can see from the point of, you know, conditioned soul, we see we see that the cloud is actually covering the sun. But the cloud is, you know, there is an interval gap is there, a long, you know, distance is there. But apparently looks that the cloud is covering the sun. So, for the pastime purpose, yes, the material energy is used. So similarly, like the clouds are used. But the sun is never, you know, covered by the clouds. So we should understand this. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though the energies are coming from Him, so that's what, you know, Bhagavad Gita 7:12, Krishna is saying that I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. So, here in this 7th chapter, Krishna talks about the two kinds of energy, para and apara, the material and spiritual energies. So why? Because we also think, you know, Krishna is like us. He is coming to this earthly, you know, material world in a human form. So he also should undergo, you know, under the modes of material nature. Then why to surrender? This is what the conditioned soul is thinking. Because Krishna is the same like me, so he also should undergo all this suffering and frustration. So why to surrender unto me? Surrender unto him. So, but then, because Krishna says, then in that chapter only, subsequent verse, he says that you can. It's very impossible. It's difficult to actually overcome these three modes of material nature. But only by surrendering to me, then you can easily overcome. So Krishna also says that the fools deride me when I come in human form. So we know from 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are, you know, different reasons why Krishna is coming. To annihilate the miscreants, to protect his devotees, to re-establish his religious principle, he comes again and again. So, in protecting his devotees, that is to delivering the pious. So, the Acharya says that both Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baldev Vidya Bhushan, they say to deliver the pious means the devotees are eager to see his form. They are constantly meditating on his form. They want to see the Lord. And they are in great anxiety. When will I see? They are in great pain and anxiety to see the personal form of the Lord. So for that reason, he is delivering himself. He is coming in his original form to deliver the people from the anxiety. So for that reason, the Supreme Lord is coming. And here, the starting of this chapter, the first verse only, Lord Kapila is giving this knowledge so that will help Devahuti to cut the attachment to the material thing and to come out of it. So even in Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna is giving this knowledge because that jnana section of Bhagavad Gita is given so that it will help us to understand where we are and how do we come out. So usually the Bhagavad Gita is compared to the map. You know, like we are traveling, we use GPS, we have a Melway, so many books, you know, we are lost. We are basically lost child. And we want to go to destination, to different destination, we use, you know, these gadgets and everything. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita is also compared as a map. Because it will show you where you are. And it will also show where you have to go. So this material world, when as a soul, living entity, if you see, we talk about in 11th canto, they talk about bondage and liberation. In one section, they say, see, both are contradictory. Because as a soul is nothing to do with material element, then where is the question of bondage? If it is, there is no question of bondage, then where is the question of liberation? So, as such, we know the soul is nothing to do with material world. is nothing to do with material transformation. It's nothing to do with all the changes and everything. It's transcendental. But because of false ego and because of this tendency of lording over, it comes with that, there's a part of a false ego that is the glue actually. It binds us into material nature. And this, by knowing the Sankhya philosophy, that 24 element, we give up that subtle and material, all the 24 element, then we are transcendental. So this transcendental knowledge, it cannot be covered. So Prabhupada says this covering potency of Maya. The soul by nature, wants to serve Krishna. And Prabhupada writes, we have lost our spiritual identity. Because of this false ego, we think, okay, Prabhupada said, me for the conditioned soul means material bodies. Because we still think, I am this body, I am male, I am, whichever close to our heart designation, we try to identify with that. When we are in the school, we identify with the, grades. Then when we are in the college, when we tell we finish the school, I am this. Then when you are doing a particular course, particular degree, you tell that. Or if you do a job, I'm a business analyst. isn't it? I'm a doctor. I'm an engineer. So whichever is close to our heart. Or if our relative is a star or something, then we try to relate with that, right? I am ex-MLA's son. Because whoever, the greater the designation, the greater, one makes whatever close to our heart, we try to identify with that and we tell, and it keeps changing. So, if you see, because of that false identification, we have this attachment. And one should understand clearly, Prabhupada stresses this again and again, that the Supreme Lord is not under that control. The Supreme Lord is beyond that. He doesn't come under the three modes of material nature. Because if you see, for example, the, we know that three modes of material nature. We have this, three picture which control in Bhagavad Gita. If you see, the living entity is encased, it like embodied into the material bodies, which is awarded by the three modes. So the body is controlled by the modes. Sometimes we, want to do certain activity, impulse. And in the second paragraph of, Prabhupada writes, for the pastime purpose, the material energy is, taken into consideration for creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And the same pastime purpose, Krishna does speak about atheistic Sankhya philosophy. It is very interesting. In one section, Krishna, makes sure a person does not get into trap into Sankhya philosophy, so that he knows, I am the controller, you surrender, you meditate on me. In another pastime, Krishna does speak about atheistic Sankhya philosophy, make sure again you don't get in trap of worshipping demigods. yesterday we had this Govardhan Puja. It is interesting, in that Govardhan Puja, Krishna speak about atheistic Sankhya philosophy. He speaks about two philosophy, which is very, very popular nowadays. He talks about karma mimamsa. What is this karma mimamsa? That you're doing a particular action, you're getting a reaction. Where is the question of God? Everything is, you know, happening like that. Okay, even if God is there, Krishna is saying, even if God is there, He will give that. And not only that, Krishna also says that our nature decides our future. Whatever particular nature you are, that is going to decide the future. Then why to surrender to God? And then second, which is the atheistic philosophy, that work is worship. Krishna is saying, you know, do your work. And now that work has to be performed considering the current and the future result what we are going to get. Krishna is a very structural presenter, you know. If you read Bhagavatam, you know, wherever he is speaking, he doesn't speak, you know, like just to say, but he very, you know, he nicely put the points. He first say, you know, don't worship because karma is everything, and then he say work is worship, and we are Vaishyas, and we have to do our, you know, our cows, depending on the cows and everything. Now again, so cow depends on grain, or cow depends on field. So Krishna again presents that you don't have to do, because the rain falls anywhere, any, you know, all the places. It falls on the hills, it falls on the ocean, it falls everywhere. Then why to, you know, worship one particular person? We have to understand, even though, you know, Krishna is presenting like that, I was thinking, there was an example was coming in mind. There is a father, and the father has two children, no, two boys. One is elder brother and a younger brother. Sometime, the father may ask the elder brother to take care of the younger brother. So the younger brother may be, you know, looking up to the elder brother for everything, small, small help and everything. And because of his looking after, you know, so many times, the elder brother may get some pride and thinks that, okay, you know, you have to listen to me, not to the father now. I will tell you what you have to do. I am giving you everything, you know. But even though he also get money from father, but he is telling, you know, you have to listen to me. You don't listen. So when the father come to know, he has to teach a lesson to the elder brother. At the same time, he has to protect the younger one. So he is saying, you don't listen to him, you listen to me what I am saying. So in this analogy, I was thinking, the father is the supreme lord, Krishna. And the elder brother is the demigod. And the younger brother is the living entities. So, Krishna, you know, saying, because he is really angry. That's what Acharya is saying. Because he is angry at the, you know, eternal liberated jiva, like, you know, the all the pastime who are, you know, in Vrindavan, they are eternally liberated. And he is little angry because why these people are worshipping insignificant demigod when I am there? So he is little bit, you know, upset. So that's why he is giving. So if you take the, you know, then one may, you know, get inspiration to follow karma mimamsa. But karma mimamsa will not give you a solution for the eternal problem, you know, death, old age, you know, disease or old age. Neither it will help you to understand that your constitutional position is to serve Krishna. If you follow that loop, you will be frustrated. You will not be satisfied, because that will not help you to get your spiritual identity reawakened. That will not help you to get the satisfaction which you are looking for. That will not help you to surrender to Krishna, because by surrendering and serving Krishna, then our eternal constitutional position as a servant of Krishna get revived. Our original spiritual identity get revived. And then if work is worship, then Kamsa, Duryodhan, these people are the topmost, you know, deities. Because they have done perfectly. Duryodhan is the best politician. Kamsa is the best king. Right? All the demons, if you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not like, you know, chota mota, like in the street or something. They have done thousands of years, you know, tapasya. By lifting their eyebrow, all the demigods, you know, ran. Hiranyakashipu lifting eyebrow means, you know, all Indra, everyone running. All are in great fear. They conquered the three worlds. Bali Maharaj, you see all the, you know, when they are taking demon possession, means they are not like a normal, you know, personalities. But they are, you know, if you consider them, then they are more than ordinary devotees. Because that work, material things, is going to finish at any moment. So that's why Krishna is using this philosophy to teach a lesson to Indra. At the same time, for the pastime sake, he is doing that. So that is, you know, interesting to see that this section, he is using the same philosophy, and we had this festival where in that section also Krishna is using the same philosophy. Now, then the second, you know, later, then it's a kind of, you know, usual question that we heard again and again, eternally conditioned and eternally liberated. We are also at this discussion here of that how some are eternally conditioned and how some are eternally liberated. So I don't know that answer. To be frank, even Prabhupada also saying, you know, that there are certain living entities who will rebel. You can't do anything about that. For example, we have here, Prabhupada giving the example of police department. There is no necessity, absolutely there is no necessity for a police department, but there is a necessity. So why? Because there are some people who are going to rebel against the law of government. And they have to be reformed. For the well good of, for their, you know, good. It's not for just to keep the department, you know, paying and everyone keep job. Not for that purpose. This is for the well good of a normal citizen and for the people who are rebelling as well. So this material world is created for that purpose. We want to enjoy. That enjoying tendency is there. We are same as Krishna in terms of quality. So Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. Krishna is likes to enjoy with his devotees, with his, you know, gopas, gopis. That's what is happening in spiritual world, right? And we also want to enjoy. The problem is when we decide, okay, I want to enjoy separately, then there is a place. Like just like that, the criminal sometimes may get angry at the judge. The judge is awarding to the criminal, okay, you are sentenced for 10 years and this person awarded with 10 million. The prisoner, from prisoner point of view, he thinks, judge is the cause I am suffering. Because he put me in jail, I am suffering. No. The very purpose of the existence of jail, because of the prisoner's attitude, or the person who is going against, He is the cause of, you know, we having prison, not the cause of, you know, judge or a policeman or, you know, whoever is there. So similarly, we should understand that the cause for material creation is us, the conditioned living entities. And we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, then there is a place. And interestingly, this place is created in such a way that the temperament for enjoying mentality is reduced. We want to enjoy, but you know, we cannot get enjoyment. You want to be happy? Good luck. Try different varieties and different, you know. But that's not going to help us. And Prabhupada again says that there are 8.4 lakh species. And the reason is because we want, you know, different varieties, different according to our karma, according to our nature, you know, desire, like whatever contaminated, then different bodies available. If you want to say, for basically, when you talk about enjoyment, then there is only four. It all boils down to eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And if you see different species, there is a different speciality in that species. For eating, maybe you can consider an elephant, or elephant can devour tons, right? Sleeping, you know, polar bear or bear is there. You can sleep straight 6 months. Somewhere I read, I think a moth or something, 3 years they can sleep like straight. I don't know. So different species, there is a speciality. For example, an eagle means it can see from very, very long distance. Their eyes are very sharp. For the dog, they can smell like, you know. They use that dog in the airports. So they can easily pick you. Their smelling, you know, tendency, you know, ability is very strong. So similarly, if you jot down every species and their speciality, if it comes to human, we need to know what is our speciality then. We cannot compete with elephant. Neither with the pigeon or, you know. Because their body, their, you know, speciality in that field. And scientists also found out that we are not fitting in this system of ecology. The one species, if you take out of this world, then the world will flourish. All the, you know, endangered species, all the aquatics, all the, you know, whatever is disappeared will come in eventually. They are saying, you know, certain years dinosaur also will come. Like that they were saying. So we see our specialty is not to do, you know, material activities or, you know, material things. The very purpose that we are all sitting and hearing and, you know, chanting the glories of Krishna, which we don't see in other living entities. The spirituality and trying to understand who we are and how to get out of this cycle. So this is a real, you know, special of humanity. Because they have the higher intelligence, they have, you know, higher cause, they can use it. Otherwise, we'll go different, you know, cycle in that same species, different species, again and again. And the last section, Prabhupada talks about the covering potency. Because the knowledge, with the knowledge which is the minute conditioned soul is covered, is the knowledge of that I have a spiritual identity, I am connected to Krishna. Because time immemorial we've been associating with this matter, very difficult to come out of these modes. So Krishna is giving us, in the 14th chapter, he says, in the 7th chapter, basically he says, if you surrender, it's easy. If you are surrendered, then it's easy to overcome. And the 14th chapter, it talks about that one has to come to that platform of Brahman to serve the Supreme Brahman. So here the Brahman, Prabhupada say that we are one, we have to come with the equality with the Krishna. That means not in terms of quality, in terms of quality. That the Supreme Lord is eternal, He is full of knowledge and He is full of bliss. And we also want that. And if we can make ourselves to that level, then we can able to serve the Supreme Brahman. So Prabhupada says in that purport that if that is a qualification, then we have to make ourselves to qualify to that level. That means we make our endeavor, effort, not indulge in material activity, but rather serve Krishna and do devotional service. So by that process, then we can able to elevate ourselves. And Prabhupada also tell that is not the achievement of a devotee. First of all, bhakti yoga means there has to be devotee, devotion, and there has to be supreme person. So we cannot say when it comes to that Brahman platform means we are not telling about merging or something. To clarify that, immediately next verse, the last verse, that chapter, Krishna says that I am that Brahman. The person, the personal aspect is giving. I am that person, I am that Brahman which is coming out of me. So when we talking about that, involving in devotional service and coming to raising ourselves, raising our qualification up, then we can able to serve the Supreme Brahman. And as I said, it is not a different process for a sadhaka or for a siddha or for a practitioner. Even in the perfected stage, one has to do the same thing, to serve Krishna, to chant and glorify. But if you see the other process, if you take jnanis or karmis, then once they reach, they don't have to do the same. They don't want to do. They either want to merge. They get satisfied and then even to come to to get that result, one has to have devotion. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Some traces of devotion should be there for a jnani or a karmi to get the result. So simply by engaging, we can able to understand that we are not, slowly we can understand that we are not this body. And by just serving Krishna, we get that purification which will help us to raise our standard and bar. And a devotee also in a liberated stage, you want to serve Krishna. So why don't we do now only? If that is what going to be the a portfolio when we go back home and which is available now, so better we take, do it nicely. So it's like a training. And the last, Prabhupada again stresses that Supreme Personality of Godhead is never affected by the influence of material nature. It is rather the conditioned soul or the minute infinitesimal part and parcel of the Supreme who are affected by the influence of material nature and who appear in different bodies under the material modes. So I'll stop here and check if any questions, comments, correction. Yes, madam.
I
that is exactly, in Bhagavatam also he said that in sleep, this dream, there is a day dream and the night dream, and whole thing is happening in dream. We are daydreaming that I am this body. In night we think we are seeing. The whole creation, everything is happening in Mahavishnu dream.
And Maya Rabbi liberation means you are totally sleeping. Yeah. Soul, body, everything. Yeah. Not only we are doing in the dream, at least sometimes some people they say, oh my God, in the dream they say, oh, I'm dreaming this. But Maya Rabbi actually they are sleeping, the soul is sleeping. That's why they say it's like a suicide for the soul. Because the soul actually sleeps.
They're trying their best. Yes.
Well, you said that Krishna is enjoyed, and then you said that he fulfilled the desires also. So, as a devotee, how do we see Krishna's justification in our personal life that he's enjoying and
if you read Krishna book at 10th canto, there's a whole thing is about that only. because it's like even when we see in practical, we have tried to satisfy our senses in different ways and different method and all this tried, but that is not fulfilling. And we always say, oh, maybe I did something wrong, maybe I should try some other thing, maybe some food or something, maybe this restaurant not good, maybe I'll try next restaurant or something, same food only, like. And when we are serving Krishna, or when we are doing devotional service, it's like you're not adding up anything externally, something which will scintillate your happiness or something like that. It is just sprouting from your heart, and you know that you may not know at that moment. When you look back or something, that is why sometimes it's a kind of blessing that when you are comparing something with already you have experienced, because that kind of happiness derived from illusion, it's not going to stay for long, and it is going to be temporary, and you have to undergo pain. So in material world means happiness doesn't come alone. Need to have distress. But spiritual happiness is not like that. Spiritual happiness is something which is adding, increasing, and newer, and it's expanding. And if you see the pastimes of in Krishna, 10th canto, everything, apparently looks like that Krishna, demanding kind of service or something. No. It is all, he is just, fulfilling the desire of living entities. Even the devotees, they want to serve Krishna in that way. They want to, serve him and make him happy in that way. And by doing that, they are experiencing more happiness than Krishna. Time, we had this yesterday, we had this festival. So, festival, everyone is working hard. It's not that, one or two is, working. Everyone, the whole is centered to make Krishna happy, Giriraj happy. And so much of, endeavor, so much of energy, so much of time. and it is tiring, it is, you know, painstaking, but you are joyful. Today morning, you know, we are not having, you know, hangover or thinking why I did that, you know, I circled almost 1,000 times pushing everyone. Why I did like that, you know, I cleaned like, no, you know. Because you got up now, another different service are there. Every day is adventure and, you know, you are enjoying. And when you look back, you will have that memory, you know, oh, that was a great time we had in serving Krishna. Is that answer your question? Or is it, I don't know whether it's... takes it. Initially you may not taste the sugar candy. So and overnight I don't think so, it will not happen. Reciprocation, you know, always is reciprocating, but sometime only we are seeing that. That's what I'll say. Krishna is always reciprocating. He is eagerly reciprocating. He is looking forward when the jiva will turn. I was reading, you know, in 11th canto, there is, you know, different incarnation and they are listing, and they mention about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And basically, you know, they are the rescue team, you know. You know the rescue team? They rescue people. So the people are there in the ocean, in the material ocean, suffering. And, you know, Mahaprabhu and their team are just waiting for a glance to see them. They will pick us. And guess what? They are picking us from that material ocean and they are dropping us in another ocean. But that ocean is full of nectar. You know, here the ocean is full of sharks and suffering, and they're rescuing us and they're putting in the ocean of nectar actually. So, you know, that is the beauty of, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have any qualification, we don't have anything to do bhakti. Actually, we, you know, if you really see personally, or, you know, if you reflect, you know, the way, the life and everything, and now what we are doing is like incomprehensible. We can't even think the standard of living, and, you know, the is way high standard. And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, coming through Srila Prabhupada and all assembled devotees, we could able to do it. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, see, imagine they are delivering jaga in Madai. Are we, you know, if you really see Jagai Madai also, you know, they are mercifully, they are, you know, grabbing us. We are saying, you know, no, you come like that. And then, you know, taking us. No, actually, I didn't see you. No, you saw me only. I'll take you. I was just looking the sky, you know. No, you saw my helicopter. I rescued you. So they're like that. They're looking, you know, anyone is looking up, you know. They're busy, you know, swimming and everything. And if anyone, little bit, a slight inclination looking up, they'll put the ladder and they lift us. They'll then put them in the ocean. Okay, next person. So they are the rescue team, you know, like, they can do magic. And if you can pray to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, oh, then you'll see immediate reciprocation. They are the avatar for this Eva. And they are the go-to person. Yeah. I hope that's all I can tell something. Can I ask something about you? Okay. You have a question?
You mentioned something close to being atheistic.
Yeah. there is two types of Kapila, which Prabhupada also say. That's why there are teachings of Lord Kapila, son of Devahuti. Prabhupada, you know, specifically put that subtitle. No, what point is, you know, Devahuti is asking this question that how can I cut this attachment to this material thing? This is the question she is asking. And okay, so Kapila Muni is giving that knowledge. But before giving that intricacy of details of what is material thing and how you entangle, how you can cut all these things, before that he established his supremacy of, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why the previous chapter, the glories of devotional service. So even you getting that knowledge, you know that he is the controller. Otherwise, just by knowing this analytical study, one may come to the conclusion that material nature, three modes. Krishna also used the, you know, so for example, out of passion, clouds are coming. Passion means creation. Goodness means maintenance. Ignorance means destruction. So that's it. So material mode is creating, maintenance and destruction. So everything is happening by material modes. So this is atheistic Sankhya philosophy. Yes, material modes are used in creation, destruction and maintenance, but above that, the person is the supreme person from where all these energies are coming. If you remove that person and if you think material nature is everything, then that is atheistic. There is no God. That is what scientists are doing, right? Scientists are trying to understand that creation, maintenance and destruction, everything is happening by chance. Or by some formula. And we're going to crack that. Like, you know. So, that is why the knowledge is first preliminarily is given. And now the detailed explanation of material thing is given by the, you know, Kapila Muni. And we as a devotee, we know Kapila is a incarnation. So, we know that knowledge to ourselves, you know. Different departments are there. Stop here, I think. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.